Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Sean Patrick, and I had the privilege of teaching this past week at the Lewis Center campus. A number of years ago, I heard the story of a young pastor who was living on a small island in Indonesia. The young man had come to know Christ kind of late in his teenage years, and he felt called to serve God as a pastor. And so just a few years into his work, he had kind of found some success in his ministry. A number of people had come to know Christ, and he even started a secret house church. And I say secret simply due to the fact that there were some radical people in the area who they just worshiped differently. They worshiped a different God, and suffice it to say, they were just not friends to Christianity. And kind of as the shortened story or version of the story goes, the young pastor was unfortunately often beaten for his faith. And after one kind of severe beating, he made his way back to the secret house church. And upon kind of seeing him, the other leaders in the church who were there spoke to him, and they asked him really to just kind of consider taking a leave of absence. They were afraid for him. They feared for his life. They simply just wanted him to hide away for just a little while. They didn't want him to die. The young pastor, sat there, and he certainly had a decision to make. But as the story goes, he really made that decision without any hesitation. He looked around the room, and he told his church leaders, the men and women who were there, he told them that his feet were made to carry the message of Jesus Christ to those who did not know the way to heaven. Wow, what an amazing level of commitment. And today I want to reiterate the truth of that message. And I think we find that in John chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Within the context of this chapter, Jesus is running out of time. His disciples are distraught, and he finds himself answering a question. He's trying to make his disciples understand what it is that he's saying. He's working hard, candidly, to make his message crystal clear. And it's not just clear for the disciples, but it's clear for all of us. And that message is this: you only get to see the Father. You only get to go to heaven. You only get to experience eternal life if you have a relationship with me. And this is where I believe the Bible teaches that exclusive faith results in eternal life. Exclusive faith results in eternal life. And by exclusive, I simply mean a faith that really shuts out all other pathways to a relationship with God the Father. A faith that shuts out all other pathways to salvation, to eternal life. By exclusive, I guess I simply mean a faith that has been narrowed down to Jesus Christ alone. And here's the thing. Many in 2018, they don't want to hear this message. And even within the Christian church, there's a growing pushback to this truth. But the Bible, quite simply, it teaches otherwise. The Bible really teaches that there's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. He alone is the conduit. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the pathway to eternal life. And simply stated, that's because you and I, we have a sin problem. Candidly, God the Father, the Bible teaches, cannot be in the presence of sin. So you and I, who were sinful at birth, and we can thank Adam and Eve for that, but also because of our choices, our sinful choices here on earth, we're sinful. And we need one who can kind of intervene on our behalf and remove the stain of sin from our soul. And the Bible teaches that that person is Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Romans chapter 6, verse 23, one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture, says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus Christ is really the only one who, because of his position, because of his sinless life, because he's the Son of God, who can build the bridge between a sinful person and a holy Father, a holy God. And he did it through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Jesus is the only way. So here we are. You know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot experience eternity without having a relationship with him. So what do we do with this? If you're somebody here who's listening and you would say, you know, I know Jesus Christ, I believe for us, the charge is to simply share this truth with others. This is the most important truth. I plead with you today to leverage every position you have, every dollar you earn, every relationship you're in to point people to Jesus Christ. Be like this young pastor in Indonesia who's so committed to preaching and teaching and sharing his faith to teaching the gospel. And for those who have not yet placed their faith and trust in Christ, I encourage you today. Wow, make today your day of salvation. Pray, speak to God, claim his promises. Ask Jesus Christ to enter your life, forgive you of your sin, and become the Lord of your life. Let's pray today. God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you so much for this truth. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who made it so clear that salvation only comes through him. Bless our time today, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast. We hope that we can have you back tomorrow.